Please enjoy music. Scattered, lost, hidden, they return to those who know their call. All understanding the music of the spheres, unable to pass cosmic harmonies unnoticed. The sharpness of cymbals clashing, the rhythm of hands clapping in time, the stomping of a dance pounding the ground, draws them to the eye of the sound wave. I struck the instrument of grass and made it chime. I used my hands as if they were drum skins. I trampled the earth with my bare feet, being the primitive that I am. The bees came. They settled upon my cheek, my forehead, my eyes. They got into the curls of my hair. They crawled inside my ears, my nose. Then a swarm formed on my face. My head disappeared beneath a cloud of bees. They buzzed, they whispered, they drummed, they swarmed, they teemed, they touched lightly. Very soft, gentle caresses. I was a man with a head of swarming bees, a chimera made out of a human body and a humming face. With this bee head, I started to think like a bee. As though my body had quietly hardened, then become covered with chitin. As though my back had opened up like a mechanical flower to allow my wings to spread. As though my thorax had turned into a thorax, then my limbs smoothed out as if wreathed in steel. As though hair had pierced through the metal, covering up my body. As though my eyes had become two large multifaceted globes, they too covered in hair. As though my extremities ended in barbs to hook my presence to the world. As though for a mouth I had blades continuously crossing like sharp knives. As though my belly was hiding a poison dagger, I had become, in one instant, my head a swarm and body an insect, myself a bee. Then I spoke in silence. I expressed myself in the tongue of the dead, or in that of the planets, that of the flowers, too. A wordless language, without verbs, all gestures, all sounds, rustle, all wing turned to face the sun. The sound of the universe falling through the cosmos speaks that very tone. I was receiving my impulses from the planets. I was a conduit for the white energy traveling through the galaxy. I then knew that bees speak the language of the cosmos. This tongue is the language of the first second of the world. And it always speaks to one who knows how to hear it. To one who wants to learn it. Whoever adopts the way of the bees discovers the wisdom of the bees, which is primitive sapience. Men have turned their backs on this primal knowledge, forgetting fields and nature, neglecting the silent lessons of farmers who still speak the language of the bees. By mocking those quiet men who know the earth, for they know that one cannot speak the unspeakable, humans have become ignorant of that primal knowledge. By kneeling at the feet of the Word, by bowing down before the alphabet, all steeped in devotion to words that erase things, their noses in books, men have unlearned to read the stars. Lost in libraries, listing aimlessly within the Milky Way, they no longer know how to listen to the silent language of the bees. The bee is a particle of a light year. She supplants books of magic spells. Her language is that of the planets. She is an atom of silence in the star. Spring of a cosmic fire. Foam of a primitive sea. Golden diamonds of a seminal light. She bears within her the mechanism of the universe. Each bee sums up the secret of the world.